You're listening to the Dr. Laura Show podcast for Friday, December 7th. This is our one.
Dr. Laura is on right now.
Okay, this is how you do it. As soon as you finish with me, you make a call and you go, congratulations. You now have the pink slip on your life. I'm proud of you. Hopefully you've learned a budget and everything, but I'm very proud of you. You now have the pink slip on your life. We all know what that means. If you have the pink slip, the finances are yours.
Okay.
Now, if you do other than that, you are a bad mother. And the reason you'd be a bad mother is because even baby birds with a tiny brain don't go back and take their baby birds who have flown out of the nest and bring them back to the nest, do they?
No, they don't.
No. They get them ready, and they let them go so they can build a life they can be proud of. If you keep supporting your son at 1 cent, then you are getting in the way of him becoming proud of himself. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. I welcome you to this hour of the program right here on Sirius XM Triumph 111. You are here, happily, with Dan and Mallory screening your call. The amazing Carson Smith, of course, is engineering, orchestrating our music, producing the segues. My number again is 1-800-DR-LAURA, 1-800-375-2872. Amongst many concerns, problems, issues, thoughts, ideas, feelings that we will talk about today. Disappointments. What's disappointing you? Can you live with the disappointment? What do you think you ought to do? Being disappointed is very hurtful. It's very frustrating. Sometimes it's appropriate to be disappointed, and sometimes maybe that's not the best way to look at it. A lot of times, just a different vantage point changes everything about how we feel. So seeing things from a different vantage point is one of the things you can accomplish here. So give me a call at 1-800-375-2872. Meanwhile, some opening remarks on having a good relationship. How can you prepare yourself for a good relationship? What? I thought having a good relationship means we had to find the perfect guy, the perfect gal. No. That usually fails miserably. It's not the way you start. And that's certainly not preparing yourself. Your fantasies about the other person are not going to carry you through troubled water. So you really need to take the time to figure out who the heck you are and what you really want, down to what time you want to have dinner. To vacations, to downtime, to fun time, to sex, to kids, to in-laws, to geography. All these things we need to talk about. But number one is who the heck are you and what do you really want? What do you really need? Truthfully, the number one thing. Be true to yourself, your values, your ideals, and your ideas, and your plans, and your vision for your future. You need that clarity, not just a handsome, gorgeous date. Or I'm kind of desperate, kind of old, we've had sex, might as well. No, that just messes up kids. Please, don't mess up kids. Please. Please stop messing up kids. Stop. So think about who you are. Think about what it is you need and want. Be able to spend time alone and be good with that. Takes desperation out of it all. And you need a healthy life. That's how you prepare yourself for a good relationship. having a healthy life to start out with. A lot of people get into relationships and that's it. Friends, activities, just all get thrown by the wayside as they throw themselves into their fantasy. Not good. You must be a person with a life that you'd now like to share. Think about important things you'd like in somebody else. I jokingly always say, he's got to be able to dance for at least 5 straight hours. If he can't do that, don't introduce me, is what I tell my friends. Seriously. Okay, 4 hours. I want a man who can dance. Dancing is such a joyous activity. But I have a list in my mind of what are the qualities. And for that, you can just think Gone with the Wind, Rhett Butler, and you've got it. Rhett Butler, who can dance, would be perfect. So if you're a Rhett Butler who can dance, I'm your woman. But you have to know what you're looking for. Not just somebody. It has to have depth. Things without depth don't last. Just like plants without deep roots. And you have to date. Dating does not mean within 22 minutes of knowing somebody, you're having 14 different kinds of sex and introducing them to your mother. Hopefully my son won't be annoyed at me saying this. Usually I always ask permission, but this is one of those moments I think it'll be okay. I'll make the decision myself. When he started dating, looking for someone, I was introduced to, I think, 3 or 4 young ladies. So after that, I took him aside and I said, and I quote Mother Laura, "Sweetheart, don't bring home one more bimbo to your mother. The next woman I see is most likely the keeper." That's it. No more dates. Meet your mother. I want to meet the woman. Who is going to bring my 84 grandchildren? Of course, Tracy always freaks out when I say that. Mom, don't you think 84 is a lot? No. So he didn't. And then one day he said, "I have somebody I'd like you to meet." And I went, "Oh, we're not doing Bimbo Land, right?" He said, "No." And the second I met her, I knew they were connected. This was it. Then it's the couple of years. They had already been communicating for a couple of years. I mean, this was time. Take the time to date and get to know somebody. This is why I say 2 years. Because the fuzz is out of the front of your eyeballs in 2 years. It gets real. And you've been through things together. You struggled through things together. Discovered things together. You know, can you really spend a day at the zoo? Can you really do that together? And what happens? I mean, that sounds like a silly thing for me to bring up, but really, life is filled with those kinds of things. Can you do them together? Can you be apart and let each other do their own thing? You know, sailboat racing is my own thing. Don't even want to share it with somebody who can dance for 4 hours. And it was definitely Rhett Butler. Just, I want him to have his own activity. But skydiving, I probably won't watch. Watching somebody throw themselves out of a perfectly good airplane is not my idea of entertainment, okay? So date, take the time. And don't assume because you're dating, it's a keeper. A lot of you women act like that. Things aren't working out, so instead of looking at this and going, well, because we're not a good match, you go, oh God, how can I make this work? How can I make this work? You don't, you can't, you shouldn't. And truthfully, right on the line, if you have to work that hard to make it work, it's not the right one. I mean, there are always things you need to negotiate and deal with, but if you have to work at it, it's not the right one. That's immediate. So don't settle. Be with somebody you admire, appreciate, respect, and who lights your fire. That doesn't hurt. And don't look for perfect. Don't bother. Ain't out there. And it ain't in you either. Two real people can come together and make it lovely. I've read so many of those emails on the air. Married 25 years. We still do this and we still do that. And we're still cute with each other. That's the advice I give. Couples who are newly marrying, I go, the day you stop being silly with each other, it's over. I mean, my son and daughter-in-law are so silly with each other that they're silly with each other in public, and I usually try to walk 6 feet behind them as they are in unison, doing some dance and singing. And I go, I don't know you two. I just don't know you two. But it's so beautiful to watch. They're resonating together. It's lovely. It's lovely. Lovely. You've got to be cute with each other. My number is 1-800-375-2872. Okay. Marcia, welcome to the program.
Oh, hi, Dr. Laura.
Thank
you for taking my call. It is an honor to be speaking to you.
Thank you.
Dr. Laura, I have a question, and I need your opinion. My son's birthday party is coming this weekend. And
how old is your son? Wait. How old is your son?
He's 10.
10-year-old boys want birthday parties still?
Yes. It's not like I used to be the mom that did all the parties and all beautiful stuff. But now it's just a simple birthday party. I have a new baby, and then I need to make things very simple, and this will be his first sleepover.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing. They like to get dirty, play ball, go on screen, be idiots, and go to sleep. Yeah,
I know. So, but since this is the first one, and I feel kind of iffy of things because I don't know how things are supposed to go on a regular sleepover because, you know, he has gone, but we have never done one here. But
why don't you talk to a parent who has?
No, about in which I kind of have.
Can you stop talking for a moment? Can you stop talking for a moment?
Yes.
I know you have a new baby and probably the hormones are still making you Looney Tuners, but this is what you said to me. My son has been to these things, but I've never had one, so I don't know how to do this. My next thing was just to say, then go to one of the mothers where you dumped your kids and find out how to do it and what to expect. And for that, you started to give me an argument. So
I'm
saying is any information you need, get from somebody who has it.
Okay. I will do that. But that is not my question.
Why you're having a sleepover of 10-year-old boys when you have a newborn is beyond me. I think that's nuts.
Okay.
'Cause they're going to be up all night and they're going to be a pain in the butt. You have an afternoon thing in the backyard where they all get dirty and play ball and do this and do that and have pizza and cake, go home and throw up, and that's it.
Okay.
They're 10-year-old boys.
Yes,
they're
I know.
They're not girls.
And my baby.
I love when people say, I know. Yeah, that's having them at a sleepover at your house is not a good idea.
It's
when
not
you
a
have
good
a newborn.
Idea.
It's a dumb idea. Okay, it's a dumb idea.
And now I don't know what to do, but I don't know.
I already said in the backyard, have them play ball games and get dirty. Boys can entertain themselves. You just give them some sports apparati and they're fine.
Okay.
You don't need hats and balloons and you don't need that kind of nonsense.
Now I am in a pickle because I don't know how to undo this.
You have your husband because you're a little ditzy right now. So just have your husband make an email to everybody saying there's a change of plan. That's how you do that. There is a change of plan. Instead of overnight sleepover, it's noon, two in the afternoon, whatever, till five, till four, whatever.
Okay.
Don't make it complicated. And you're still hormonally insane. We are for about 9 months. It takes 9 months to make a baby and 9 months to get sane again after that because the hormones just wreck you. Let's be honest. I mean, I used to stand there and just burst into tears. Why are you crying? Have no clue. 9 months to the day, suddenly you're a normal person again. Deidre, welcome to the program.
Hello, Dr. Laura. How are you?
Good. What can I do for you?
So I've been thinking about this concern that I have about some behaviors that I'm participating in with my mom. And I just couldn't think of anybody that I would want to get advice from. So I thought I would take your advice about this.
Well, thank you. What's happening?
So my mom, she's like 79. She's a little frail, and she doesn't ambulate very well. She doesn't eat very well. She doesn't socialize much. And I find, so she comes and she stays with me every year, and I find when she comes that I'm sort of like in the parent role. Like, Mom, you're not eating enough. You have to eat more protein. You're not exercising enough. You're not this enough. You're not, you know, like, and I, it's starting to make me feel like I'm in a role reversal. And
well, I have a question for you.
Yes.
When you tell her to eat and exercise, does she eat and exercise right then and there?
She, like, I try to give her advice, like, you know.
Ma'am. Simple question. Yes or no answer. All the thousands of times you've told her to eat and exercise, have any of those thousands, okay, hundreds of times, ended up in her exercising and eating more protein?
Yes.
For how long? Because you have to keep doing it, which is why you're frustrated. So you're not giving me the straight scoop here. So if it actually worked, then you wouldn't have to repeat yourself, would you?
It works for, like, when she goes back home.
Right.
In the winter.
Right. She does it in front of you.
Right. Exactly.
Right. So she's not changing. She's just wanting to shut you up. So stop doing that. Stop being her mother. If you actually believe that her brain is no longer capable of making choices, not the ones you want, but choices, in other words, she can't function anymore, then you go to court, have her deemed unfit legally, and then you can get 24/7 care.
No, it's not that.
Then stop trying to be her mother. She's not taking care of herself. She's frail, which means she's limiting her lifespan, but it's her choice. Not everybody's deadlifting every Friday in their 70s. And I know you're going to miss her. And I know you're scared of what's going to happen. But maybe that's what you ought to think about and talk to her about. But you can't change the fact that she doesn't want to eat and she doesn't want to exercise. You can only enjoy the time you have with her. If she made it to 79 without taking care of herself, then you have some miracle genes.
Yep.
But she probably won't go on much longer. She'll fall, break a hip, then you get the blood clot, and you know what happens. Yeah. But there's nothing you can do to make that not happen. You can't nag her when she's visiting you because you're scared of her dying.
Yeah. Well, I thought it was a lack of knowledge, but I don't think it's
no. That. No, the woman is not stupid. She didn't get to 79 being stupid, okay? Not everybody puts in the effort. And if she doesn't have a habit from the age of 35 to put in the effort, it's hard to get it at 79.
Yep.
Which reminds me, how old are you?
How old am I?
Mm-hmm.
I'm 58.
And do you work out 3 times a week? Heavy weights?
Nope. Absolutely.
Get started.
Not.
Let's not be a hypocrite. Bad to be a hypocrite. Bad. Bad. My number is 1-800-375-2872. We'll be right back.
What's bugging you?
Whatever you're struggling with, work, religion, soul, we'll talk about everything.
Call 800-375-2872. The Dr. Laura Program.
Dr. Laura Schlesinger, my number, 1-800-375-2872. Do you want to make sure nothing comes between you and protecting your family this holiday and save hundreds of dollars while you're at it? Think Simply Safe Home Security. If a storm takes out the power, Simply Safe is ready. If an intruder cuts your phone line, Simply Safe is ready. Even if they destroy your keypad or siren, Simply Safe will still get you the help you need. That's pretty cool. Simply Safe, you're always ready for anything. They believe nothing should get between you and protecting your family. That's why Simply Safe does not cost an arm and a leg. They charge what's fair, what's right, $14.99 a month, a.k.a. $15. That's it. I recommend Simply Safe, and today you can save hundreds of dollars on that protection if you go to simplysafe.com/Dr. Laura. I gave my son and my daughter-in-law a set. That's simplysafe.com/Dr. Laura. Make sure you use that URL so they know we sent you. Hurry! This holiday offer's ending soon. simplysafe.com/Dr. Laura. Okay. Teresa, welcome to the program.
Yes. Hi, Dr. Laura. Thank you for taking my call. I have a question. My son, he's a junior in high school, and on Tuesday, something happened with his high school sports team, and as a result, he wants to quit playing for the team and switch to a team manager role for the varsity. He was on the JV team.
He wants to leave the JV team for varsity. Are they going to let him in?
No, well, it's like he's playing for the JV team, and he wants to quit playing and be a team manager, so he wouldn't be playing for the varsity team, but he would be their team manager, but not he wouldn't be playing.
So, without being an arrogant mommy, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good is he at the sport?
Well, he's a junior on the JV team, so...
Okay, ma'am, I just ask you to answer the question, not give me a resume.
All right.
On a scale of 1 to 10, give me a number. How great is he?
I would say on the team he's on now, I would say an 8.
So he's an 8?
Yes. On the JV team.
Why don't you say JV a few more times? Because I obviously haven't heard it yet. You're convinced I'm not hearing it. Yes, I know there's a difference, but you've said it 82 times. For God's sake, woman, I am listening, I swear. Okay, so he's an 8. What are his future goals? Does he want to do this for a living?
No.
What does he want to do for a living?
He's thinking he maybe wants to be an RN, but he's not 100% sure. He hasn't figured that out yet.
No, that's excellent thing to want to be. Does he know enough to be a good coach?
No. I mean, he wouldn't be a coach. He just would help the coaches, like maybe sometimes he would film the games or the practices, things like that.
Okay. And the reason you're against this, is?
Is because I think he's quitting for the wrong reasons. Plus,
so if he quit for the right reason, you'd be okay with it? Be very careful how you answer this question.
Yeah.
If he quit for what you thought were the right reasons, then you'd be okay with this. Yes or no?
Probably not. Not unless he had a...
So that was a statement that you didn't mean.
Yeah, I guess not.
That's important. Yeah. So no matter what, you don't want him quitting soccer because?
Because the main thing is the exercise.
And what if he came up with an alternative exercise for himself?
Where
he didn't need a whole team.
He will not do it.
Well, I'm glad one of us is psychic. I just wish it were me.
Just from past experience, like in the summertime when it's off soccer season, he will not do anything, no matter how much I try to get him to do something, he will not.
So basically you want to keep him on the soccer team so he'll move his butt.
Yes, exactly.
So he has not come up with an alternative. He hasn't said, I would join the tennis team or something like that.
No, what he said he would do is he would still, because I guess the way the schools are here, he's in a PE class where it's all soccer PE. If you're not on the team, then you can no longer.
Okay, you know, I don't need any of this information to give you my answer. So hush up for a moment. Hush up for a moment. Hush up for a moment. Okay. Problem when I talk to parents, especially mothers, is there's an investment in having your kid be an 8 on a soccer team. There's an ego investment in that, and sometimes that's hard for people to see past. So if we can agree that you just want his butt moving, then tell him he can quit as long as he signs up for another sport. That if he can't or won't sign up for another sport, you will not permit him to quit.
Okay.
Because I agree with you that especially boys should be in a sport. Absolutely. I also believe that they should be in a sport where there are no girls. Boys are different than girls, and they need a certain kind of focus and output that girls are not up for. I don't mean that we're not strong enough or smart enough. We're not boys. There are certain things we don't tolerate. I know, I'm on a sailboat with a bunch of men. Stuff I have to tolerate. They're a bunch of guys. They express themselves differently, and that's okay. So, just tell him he has to sign up for something else. And if he doesn't, he's on the team. Now,
okay.
That's the final solution in my opinion. Now, let's go back to what happened with the team that makes him want to quit. As briefly as you can, without saying it's JV.
Okay. Well, the last couple of months, the coaches have been telling him to step up because he is a senior member of the team and to lead. The other day, the team members voted on who the captain was, and a majority of the team are freshmen, and they decided as a joke to vote the biggest goof-off on the team as the captain. And so he's really upset because he said this kid does not deserve to be captain. It was a joke, and he just felt like the last couple months and all the hard work and stepping up has been for nothing. And so
okay.
He wants nothing to do
okay.
with the team.
Hush up again. Okay. We're okay. Back to this. This is good. This is a learning moment. Okay? Learning moment for your son is you didn't step up to become captain. You stepped up because that's what a man does.
Okay. I knew it was a learning moment. I just didn't know what the learning
that's,
part
that's it. So repeat it to me. Repeat to me what the learning point is. Repeat it to me. Honey, sweetheart of mine, my gorgeous little bunchkin, you didn't step up. Go ahead. You didn't step up.
You didn't step up to become captain. You stepped up to be a man or to learn to be a man.
No, stop. Why does everybody want to embellish? What I say is really gorgeous on its own. And the shorter and sweeter you make it, the more you're looking straight into his eyes and the more potent it is.
Okay.
That's why it's better sometimes when fathers do this. But okay, because mothers always want to add curlicues to it. So here's the thing. Son, you didn't work. You didn't step up to be captain. You stepped up to be a man.
Okay.
That's it. Say it again. Say it again.
Son, you didn't step up to be a captain. You stepped up to be a man.
Now be a man.
Now be a man. Okay.
That's it. That's it. That's the end of the story.
All right.
It's understandable. His reaction is understandable. That's why it's a learning moment.
Okay.
Because if the only time we're going to step up and do our best is when we get a pat in the head, we ain't stepping much, babe. The world is not that splendiferous in accolades. So it's got to be in his mind and heart. It's got to be a matter of honor. I do my best because I do my best. It's nice if you get an award. I frankly love them. but I have never done anything to get an award. Except be incredibly, miraculously brilliant and wonderful and warm and cuddly and sweet. Moving right along, thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My number, 1-800-375-2872. We're going to take a break. Come right back with maybe some of your disappointments.
This is the Dr. Laura Program.
When he goes, I'll follow, I'll follow, I'll follow.
I will follow him. Follow him wherever he may go.
I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Yeah, ocean too deep. Or valley so long or high, deep, whatever. 1-800-375-2872. I'm Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Here we go. Allison, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. What's up?
I've had a bit of a conflict with my husband for a number of years. I've thought about doing some counseling in the past, but basically what it comes down to is our disagreements about child rearing. And I wanted a little advice on how I can best communicate with him about this.
What do you mean, best communicate? My guess is that you've been communicating fine. You just don't agree. So what's the difference in what part of child rearing do you have?
I tend to keep to a schedule where he does not like my scheduling. And he will voice his concerns about it, sometimes in front of our children. I think that is my main concern, is that our back and forth and our disagreements.
Well, give me an example. Some people are a little more controlling than other people. You might be on the controlling side of the universe. Why do they need a schedule? They're not going to argue a point in the Supreme Court or do brain surgery in the morning. So I'm wondering why we need a schedule.
Well, my example would be for bedtime. Bedtime being at 8:30. He will not stick to that schedule by saying, oh, they can stay up till 9. They can stay up till 9:30. Where I feel that they do need their sleep to be productive in the morning and to be productive in
school. Well, here's how you solve that. Otherwise, you're just arm wrestling. And there is no therapy that's going to fix that. There is no saying it in a different way that's going to change that. Okay? So what you can say is, okay, let's have them stay up till 9:30. I'm good with them staying up to whatever time that they can get up when they're supposed to in the morning and be refreshed. So if they can stay up till 9:30 and be refreshed, cool. If they can't, then we'll back it up to 9. If at 9 o'clock they can't get up in the morning refreshed, then we back it to 8:30. So in other words, you let reality become the dictator of the schedule.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah. That way, at 9:30, let's assume for a moment they can't handle that. They wake up in the morning 2 days in a row and they're fogged out and can't get out of bed. Then we go, well, you say to your husband, we tried. Let's back it up just a half an hour and see if that works. And then your husband sees you as working with him instead of trying to dictate to him.
Okay, I could do that.
I know you can. So let me know how it goes. I think you're going to enjoy it.
All right, great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. My number, 1-800-375-2872. Stephanie, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura. Thank you for taking my call.
Thank you.
So I recently lost my daughter to suicide the day before Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God. How old was she?
24.
Oh, no. What happened?
Well, it's a long story. She's had lots of abuse when she was younger by my stepson and stuff which she felt responsible for revealing to me, the family, and I immediately split the family up, got divorced, kicked all the stepson out. So she held a lot of responsibility for that. She struggled many years with anorexia, depression, put her through all kinds of treatment and stuff. So my question is, my niece, whom I raised since she was about 14, she calls me mom. She has a daughter that she tells her daughter that I'm the grandma. My sister lost her children due to drugs, has since many years ago cleaned up her life and is a good person. We've reestablished our relationship. So through the cremation and all of this that we've been dealing with, my niece was in town. We all went to the cremation together. We went to lunch, and my niece is calling me mom right in front of her mom. And my sister had to leave, and she was really upset and in a lot of pain, and it's just killing me.
Okay, let's slow down a minute. Let's slow down. First of all, what a mess, and I'm so sorry this happened to your child. There is no pain greater than losing a child, no matter how we lose a child. But if it's by their own hand, I think it's even worse, because then it really didn't have to happen, and that makes us feel more terrible. So I don't even know what to do. I can't make you feel better, so I'll just handle your situation. Since you raised your niece and you were her mom, she is showing you the bonding and the respect that is just a fact.
Right.
And if your sister feels bad, she's going to have to live with that.
Okay.
Because it's her own responsibility that it came to that. And she has got to be grateful to you when she becomes a big enough person. She needs to be grateful to you that you gave her kid a mom.
Yeah.
So I know this is all painful and a little confusing. In my opinion, embrace being called mom and grandma. You earned it.
Okay. Okay, I'll do that.
Your sister didn't. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Oh, that's just terrible. I'm going to use that last call to remind you folks, when you have minor children, do not get married until the kids are grown up and out. The divorce rate is 70%. That doesn't mean the other 30 are happy. And when there are kids on both sides, hey, it's not a pinochle deck. Generally doesn't work out that well. Sometimes, rarely, it does. But you put your kids at risk. Please don't do that. If your first marriage didn't work, live with it and raise your kids until they're grown up and out, and then you can do whatever you'd like to do. My number, 1-800-375-2872. The holidays are about friends and family. Hosting and having people over, they're about coming home. This holiday season, you can treat yourself and your home to one of the easiest, most affordable makeovers possible with brand new custom window treatments from Blinds.com. Every order, free samples, free shipping, free online design consultation. Their award-winning Texas-based design consultants will answer all your questions via phone, email, or live chat. You can even send them pictures, like I did, to help guide their recommendations. With more than 20 years in business and over 15 million windows covered, you're choosing the number one online retailer of custom window coverings when you choose Blinds.com. And now through December 25th, Blinds.com has incredible holiday deals. Plus, you'll get an additional 10% off with the promo code Dr. Laura. So go right now for huge holiday savings. Use the promo code Dr. Laura to get an additional 10% off. Rules and restrictions apply. Blinds.com, promo code Dr. Laura. Okay. Deborah, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura. Thank you for taking my call. I'm really nervous.
It's all right.
I'm a first-time caller, and real quick, I like what you said about being crazy until 9 months postpartum. That explains a lot of what I'm going through.
Yes.
So my question is if you think I should go home for Christmas or not.
Are you a married lady with kids?
Yes, I'm married. I've been married 3 years, and I just had my first baby in August.
Well, when somebody asks me about going home and they're married with three kids, that is your home.
I know. And I know that.
Well, you know something? I have a new rule here. In addition to people not being able to say, I don't know, you can't say I know.
Okay.
Because that's not true either. All right? So, that you called Mommy and Daddy's place home alerts me that you still haven't separated out healthily enough. You can say to my parents' home, so, you want to know with a new baby if you should schlep how far?
It's about a 3-hour drive, so it's not too far.
With a new baby?
Yes.
No, of course not.
Okay.
That's silly even to think about, but that, by the way you asked the question, your baby, your well-being, your husband, secondary to your mother and your father. Because any reasonable woman who had cleaved to her husband would not have given a second thought to driving more than 10 minutes with a new baby.
That makes sense. I think that's part of the reason why I've been so torn about it.
There is no torn. You're married. You're the matriarch of your own family. There is no torn.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just leave the husband and the kids, find some other woman to fill in for you, and go back and live with your mom and dad because you're not ready to leave home?
Definitely not.
Well, you're not ready to leave home.
I definitely want to be
you
with my husband and my baby.
You were torn. No, you were torn. You didn't know to whom you took vows. You didn't know where your moral obligation was. You thought it was likely with your mom and dad, and no, it's not.
When you put it like that, it makes a lot of sense.
Good. I like when I make some sense.
I was going somewhere else with that question, but you answered it pretty quickly.
Good. Okay.
Thank you.
No. You're not driving anywhere, babe. You're staying in the warmth and comfort of your home with your kid and your husband. If somebody wants to come visit and you want them there, you know, get a ready-made turkey.
Oops, sorry. Start new traditions with my family.
That's right, because it's your family now. Say it again. Start new traditions with my family. That was beautiful. Say it again for me.
Yes, I'm going to start new traditions with my family.
Beautiful. What kind of a dog is that?
It's a black lab pit bull mix, and I guess he sees someone else walking by, and he doesn't like that. He's not on a walk.
Okay. Excellent. Well, thank you very much. Yes, okay. Moving right along. We're headed into the busiest time of year, and you're shopping and you're mailing gifts. You know it's hectic for you, but it's hectic for the post office, too. That's just one of the reasons my staff uses Stamps.com, because it saves time all year long, but especially during the holiday season, because Stamps.com brings all the services of the post office right to your desk, which is always open. You buy and print it with no line. You buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, any class of mail using your own computer and printer on any day at any time. Mail carrier picks it up. Yeah, no trips to the post office required. Couldn't be easier. Right now, you too can enjoy the Stamps.com service with a special offer that includes 4-week trial plus postage plus a digital scale without long-term commitments. So go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in Dr. Laura. That's Stamps.com. Enter the code Dr. Laura. Stamps.com, Dr. Laura. Okay, one of the things, of the many things we're talking about today, are disappointments. Or the phrase too many people use, feeling torn. If you're feeling torn... Oh, I'm just thinking of a body ripping apart. It's kind of gross to me. But if you're feeling torn, this is the place to call. 1-800-375-2872. Anne, welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. What's up?
I'm having some issues with my husband and his family. I haven't gotten along with them for most of our, I shouldn't say most of our 13 years that we've been married, but I want to know how to
Well,
help
who
him
exactly
that.
Are you not getting along
yeah.
with?
Mostly his sister and his sister-in-law.
And you ladies can't get along because it's usually
well,
the women that can't get along.
Well, his sister is a drunk. And
the other one?
The other one, we just both have issues, I think, because our husbands work together and they both work more than we would like. So I think the two of us always are blaming the other one's husband for things that we probably shouldn't.
So why are you should bond with her. You both married the same kind of guy. You
agreed.
Suffered out. You should do stuff together.
That I did try to do that, Dr. Laura. Last year at Christmas, she actually cursed
no,
at me.
No, I'm not talking about and making it. I'm talking about sitting down with her and saying,
yes,
both of us
yes.
are annoyed with what are, be quiet while I'm talking, please. That way you can
sure.
learn something. So
thank
no,
you.
I don't want to hear, up, up, up. I don't want to hear those, okay? You should sit down with her and say, we are both annoyed at our husbands. We both married men that are workaholics. You and I should do stuff together and have fun instead of suffering over it. That's the kind of thing I'd like you to do. A real sit-down talk. Okay, so your husband invited everybody for Christmas and?
Yes, after I asked him not to. And mm-hmm. so I have reminded him that I am not interested in hosting his family, but he has told me that he will not disinvite them. So it regularly feels like he puts them ahead of me and
yes,
our
he does.
Four children.
So
yeah.
the two of you, ladies, married the wrong man.
Okay.
So you have choices.
Right.
And I think the only choice you have is to be gracious and host the party because you have four kids. If you had no kids, I'd tell you to pack your bag and leave. However, you have four kids. So we don't want to destroy their foundation for their future. So you've got to eat this because that's the
okay.
man you picked. So you've got to be sweet
I
and adorable, loving and wonderful and terrific for that one night. Rest of the time, you can go back to being irascible. But that one night, everybody's going to see you lovely and sweet,
sure.
including your husband, because we have four kids. Next time, if you're with a guy you really don't like, don't make four kids with him because it kind of limits your alternatives. Women do this all the time. Got a workaholic, and he's overly attached to his family. So I'm going to keep cranking out babies with him. Maybe baby number five will change him. Don't think that's going to work. Okay. So for all of you who feel torn, feel confused, feel frustrated, feel annoyed, feel angry, and want another way of looking at the situation or make it better or change it or have control and make it all better, give me a call at 1-800-375-2872 because you cannot live like that. It hurts your stomach. So check out our facebook.com/Dr. Laura because we're going to go into a break, instagram.com/Dr. Laura Program, or twitter.com/Dr. Laura Program. The number to call for everything confusing your life and annoying the hell out of you is 1-800-DR-LAURA, 1-800-375-2872. We'll take a break. You can all drop down and do 5 push-ups. How's that? Try to keep the bones strong. What the heck? Now go do the right thing.